This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 11th. God's word to you today is let out. Our scripture reading is taken from John 7, verse 38 from the New International Version, and it says, "Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Streams bring value and streams bring life. Please read Ezekiel 31 verses 4 to 9 and chapter 47 verses 1 to 12. Your life will bring value. Your life will bring life to people. Streams change cultures. Streams are crucibles of civilization. Most civilizations started by rivers. And because of the new streams in your life, value will be added to your generation in the name of Jesus. There are two main things about streams. And since we are going to flow in new streams, we need to know them. The two main things are a stream should have a source and a stream should have an outlet. A stream that has a source and does not have an outlet is going to be troubled. It is just like someone that is eating and cannot pass out the food. There is going to be a big problem. A stream that does not have an outlet will become still like the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea takes water from the Sea of Galilee through Jordan and keeps everything, sits on everything, cans everything. Life cannot exist in the Dead Sea, not to talk about life growing in the Dead Sea. Why? The Dead Sea is a dead end for God's blessings. You are going to have streams of financial flow in the name of Jesus. You must create healthy outlets because it is the outlet that ensures the freshness of the stream. The enemy knows this, and so he sometimes tries to put a blockage, a barrier or a dam to stop the flow of the streams. Man has put dams in streams for years to create electricity. They stop the stream, and that messed up the whole ecosystem. Every dam that the enemy tries to put in your life will crumble in the mighty name of Jesus. Every dam that the enemy tries to put in your stream will swallow up and dissolve in the mighty name of Jesus. Outlets are crucial for flow to continue. Jesus, speaking to the crowd, said, "Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Jesus says, "You are going to be outlets of my expressions, outlets of my spirit," because he was actually talking about the Holy Spirit, "and outlets of my life." Since you're going to have new streams flowing into your life spiritually, you need to have deliberate spiritual outlets. The person that does not have spiritual outlets will be constipated, and then still, and will eventually not be able to keep spiritual life. God is not going to anoint you so that you and your family alone can be blessed. Then you lock the gate and put the blessing in a box. It does not work like that. God is anointing you so that you can be an outlet to reach other people. The question you and I need to ask ourselves is, who is spiritually better because of us, because of you, and because of me? Who is spiritually better and getting spiritual nourishment because you are on earth? Where are your spiritual outlets? Let us pray. Father, I will not be a dam to the flow of my streams. Humanity will be better spiritually because of me and my new streams. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.